I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Connecticut has seen graduation rates rise steadily over the last 5 years, but questions are being asked about what's behind the numbers. One expert says the actual graduation rates might not be as high as the numbers reported by school districts. Robert Cotto says that the way the state and federal government calculate graduation rates is flawed.
The new formula starts with those freshmen, goes all the way to senior year, tries to follow those students, but it also adjusts and it takes out students that have transferred to another school or another state, or maybe even homeschooling, for instance. And so those students that transfer out of a cohort, we don't know very much about those particular students.
That's Cotto speaking on WNPR's Where We Live. Cotto is a member of the Hartford Board of Education, and he's also a lecturer at Trinity College. He's been trying to figure out what happens to so many students who transfer to other schools and how they are counted as part of a district's official graduation rate. How does this all work? Well, it's complicated. Basically, the State Department of Education lists around 30 different reasons that a school district can use to adjust its graduation rate up or down. But Cotto claims that the state only provides the graduation rate, not the total number of students in a school.
It's a very confusing thing, and it doesn't make sense because it's, you know, this is supposed to be a way to kind of keep schools accountable, particularly at the high school level, by showing what percentage of students has graduated, but the state won't even show its work.
An NPR investigation found that struggling students across the country are allowed to graduate by given remedial work that could be diluting the value of a high school diploma. In Connecticut, magnet schools have been accused of asking low-performing students to go back to their home school, fearing that the student wouldn't graduate on time, which would lower the school's graduation rate. State officials have not responded to requests for comment. David DeRoche, WNPR News.